You're listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. Emotional words from Erica Kirk, the widow of slain conservative activist Charlie Kirk, in a stream message from Turning Point USA headquarters.
My husband laid down his life for me, for our nation, for our children. He showed the ultimate and true covenantal love.
Kirk's alleged shooter, Tyler Robinson, in custody. Charges expected next week. Morgan State University, the latest historically black college or university to be targeted in a swatting incident. Morgan State posting that the phone threat did not seem credible and that the FBI has been notified. NATO moving to beef up security on its eastern flank just days after this week's drone incident in Poland. The Treasury Department informing a House committee that it will fully cooperate and share suspicious activity reports filed by banks related to Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell. This is ABC News. The United Kingdom announced 100 new sanctions on Russia's shadow fleet of ships that carry oil and key military supplies. The federal government suing Uber.
The U.S. attorney in San Francisco claims Uber has been routinely denying service to riders who have disabilities and that it's been charging for cleanup after a service animal sheds in a car. A new lawsuit also claims Uber has been charging cancellation fees to disabled riders who have been illegally denied service. The federal government says it wants Uber to modify its policies and to stop discriminating against riders who have disabilities. Uber says it disagrees with the DOJ's allegations and that it has a zero-tolerance policy for service denials of disabled riders. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Her lawyer tells a judge that Taylor Swift can be deposed in the Blake Lively-Justin Baldoni lawsuit, but says she doesn't have much to offer. Lively sued Baldoni, alleging sexual harassment. He filed a countersuit, which was dismissed. Dave Packer, ABC News.
WRCO meteorologist Tony Schumacher says summertime feels like it's going to return. Today, showers and thunderstorms possible in the early morning hours. Otherwise, turning partly cloudy, warm, and muggy today will hit a high of 83. For tonight, partly cloudy and mild, patchy fog possible during the overnight, a low of 61. Sunday, partly cloudy, warm, and muggy, a high in the mid-80s. Few clouds Sunday night, 61. Monday, another summer-like day with a mix of sun and clouds, 85. We warm up on Tuesday, partly sunny, very humid, a high of 87. Mixed skies and muggy on Wednesday with a chance of showers. Your midweek high, 83 degrees. You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Got 9,999,999 tears to go. And then I don't know if I'll be over you. Sun didn't shine this morning. It's been raining. Suddenly, without warning, you found somebody new.
probably over.
Yeah. That's classic Dickie Lee as we get you up and ready to face the world on another Saturday. Some lightning in the distance. We're at 65 degrees on the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer. Good morning, kids. My name's Adam Haas. His name's Marty Robbins. He's going to entertain you for the next 4 minutes. It's called El Paso City on your weekend wake up.
From 30,000 feet above the desert floor, I see it there below. A city with a legend, the West Texas city of El Paso, where long ago I heard a song about a Texas cowboy and a girl, and a little place called Roses where he used to go and watch this beauty world. I don't recall who sang the song, but I recall the story that I heard. And as I look down on the city, I remember each and every word. The singer sang about a jealous cowboy and the way he used a gun to kill another cowboy. Then he had to leave El Paso on the run. Strong, he couldn't stay. He rode back just to die in that El Paso sand. El Paso City, by the Rio Grande. I try not to let you cross my mind, but still I find there's such a mystery in the song that I don't understand. My mind is down there somewhere as I fly above the badlands of New Mexico. I can't explain why I should know the very trail he rode back to El Paso. Can it be that man can disappear from life and live another time? And does the mystery deepen cause you think that you yourself lived in that other time? Somewhere in my deepest thoughts, familiar scenes and memories unfold. These wild and unexplained emotions that I've had so long, but I have never told. Like every time I fly up through the heavens and I see you there below, I get the feeling sometime in another world I live in El Paso. El Paso City, by the Rio Grande. Could it be that I could be the cowboy in this mystery that died there in that desert sand so long ago? Keeps telling me maybe death awaits me in El Paso. El Paso City.
Everybody knows you've been stepping on my toes, and I'm getting pretty tired of it. You keep a stepping out of line and a messing with my mind. If you had any sense, you'd quit. Cause ever since you were a little bitty teeny girl, said I was the only man in this whole world. Now you better do some thinking, then you'll find you got the only
daddy that'll walk the line. I keep a working every day, all he wanna do is play. I'm tired of staying out all night. I'm a coming running mood from your funny little moods. Now honey, maybe that ain't right. Cause ever since you were a little bitty teeny girl, said I was the only man in this whole world. Now you better do some thinking, then you'll find you got the only daddy that'll walk the line. My clothes, nearly everybody knows that you're still just a putting me on. When I start a walking, gonna hear you start a squawking and a begging me to come back home. Cause ever since you were a little bitty teeny girl, said I was the only man in this whole world. Now you better do some thinking, then you'll find you got the only daddy that'll walk the line. You got the only daddy that'll walk the line.
WRCO Studios, powered by the energy and reliability of Meyer Oil and LP. Tune in and feel the warmth of our shared community spirit.
Right, there's How We Wake You Up. That's a good one from Pam Killis. What a great memory when you walk in the room. 516, the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer showing 65. Going to top off at 83. Here's Cal Smith.
He walked into the bar and parked his lanky frame up on a tall bar stool. man with a long, soft southern drawl said, I'll just have a glass of anything that's cool. A barroom girl with hard and knowing eyes slowly looked him up and down. And she thought, I wonder how on earth that country bumpkin found his way to town. She said, hello, country bumpkin. How's the frost out on the pumpkin? I've seen some sights, but man, you're something. Where'd you come from, country bumpkin? It was just a short year later, in a bed of joy-filled tears, yet death-like pain. Into this wondrous world of many wonders, one more wonder came. That same woman's face was wrapped up in a raptured look of love and tenderness. As she marveled at the soft and warm and cuddly boy child feeding at her breast. And she said, hello, country bumpkin. Fresh as frost out on the pumpkin. I've seen some sights, but babe, you're something. Mama loves her country bumpkin. 40 years of hard work later, in a simple, quiet, and peaceful country place. The heavy hand of time had not erased the raptured wonder from the woman's face. She was lying on her deathbed, knowing fully well her race was nearly run. But she softly smiled and looked into the sad eyes of her husband and her son. And she said, so long, country bumpkin. The frost is gone now from the pumpkin. Seen some sights and life's been something. See you later, country bumpkin. She said, so long, country bumpkin. The frost is gone now from the pumpkin. I've seen some sights and life's been something. See you later, country
bumpkin. WRCO.
Bring your appetite to the Viola Horse and Colt Show, September 19th and 20th. Fair food, midway rides, parades, and raffle prizes, plus live music Saturday night. Proud sponsors include Driftless Outdoors, Sunshine and Giggles, Lime Ridge Ag Supply, Jones Chevrolet, and Napa Auto and Truck Parts. Learn more at ViolaHorseAndColtShow.com.
Attention, Wisconsinites! Well water quality is a major concern in our state, but the solution is simpler than you think. Trust the experts at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center to keep your well running smoothly. With years of experience, they tackle everything from faulty well caps to pressure tank and pump issues. It's a quick fix or a deeper repair. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions has you covered. Don't let well water quality woes get you down. Call 608-649-4488 and let the experts at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions take care of the rest. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, the team you can trust for well quality solutions.
Looking for the best in shoes and clothing? Look no further than Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing in Richland Center. Mr. G's has it all, from stylish outfits to durable work boots. Whatever you need, Mr. G's has you covered. Visit them today at 140 Richland Square or give them a call at 647-3543. Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing, where quality meets style.
Shoes, Mr. G's.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. SO4 pelletized gypsum is the superior sulfur source that delivers the right amount of sulfur perfectly matching plant needs for yield maximizing plant growth. SO4 consistently performs in trials, providing up to a 13 bushel increase on corn. Ask your agronomist about applying SO4 pelletized gypsum and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Good morning. It's time to take a look at sports on WRCO-FM and WRCO.com. I'm Adam Hess. A Southwest Wisconsin Conference game was our featured game on the radio last night. It was New Glarus and Richland Center.
Man in motion, that is Burton. Quarterback back to throw. It's going to be tipped, caught, intercepted by the Hornets. Intercepted by Richland Center, return to the 40. Jaden Shep cuts back inside to the 30. He's moving, 25 down the sideline. Shep is going to be down the line and in for a touchdown. That's a pick six for Richland Center. And a wild and crazy game here tonight.
Time right now to check in with WRCO-FM's Phil Nee, who was on hand at the game.
New Glarus won a Southwest Wisconsin Conference football game against Richland Center 25-7 on Friday night. The Hornets fell to 2-2 and 1-1 in the league, while the Glarner Knights improved to 4-0 and 2-0 to begin the 2025 campaign. The first two scores came from kicker Ashlyn Milbauer on field goals of 23 and 30 yards. They added to the 6-0 lead with a pick-six touchdown from Ethan Colstead to put the team up 13-0. Colstead would have two interceptions on the night. The Hornets tightened the gap with an interception for a touchdown of their own when Jaden Shep made the pick and returned it 40 yards for a score. Liam Fingerson kicked the extra point to make it 13-7. That would be the only Hornets score as quarterback Matt Rote ran for 46 yards, a touchdown off a quarterback sneak on a fourth down. The extra point kick was blocked by Duncan Harper of Richland Center. The final touchdown of the night came when Matt Rote threw to Tucker Sisko. With a two-point try failing, it was 25-7 at intermission. Each team had five possessions in the second half, but neither scored. The story of the game was penalties. The two teams combined for 15 penalties in the first quarter, and a total of 35 were issued in the Southwest Wisconsin Conference game. Following the 25-7 win, New Glarus will prepare for its next game when they host Broadhead Judah. Richland Center will host Platteville during the fifth week of the season. I am Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Thank you, Phil. Other SWC games from last night: River Valley over Prairie du Chien, 20-17. Dodgeville, no trouble with Broadhead Judah, 41-28. And Platteville got by Lancaster, 40-38. Scenic Bluffs finals: the Ithaca Bulldogs traveled to Bangor, and Bangor picked up the home victory, 16-8 over the visiting Bulldogs. It was Royal 26, Brookwood 23. Cashed in a 49-8 win over New Lisbon, and Hillsboro 53, Nesita 14. 2-6 Rivers games: Wazika Seneca 44, Riverdale 15, and Potosi Cassville over River Ridge 29-22. From the SWAL, Fenimore a 37-7 win over Benton Scales Mount Schulzberg. It was Cuba City 49, Mineral Point 21. Iowa Grant a 51-14 win over Pecatonica Argyle. And Darlington over Southwestern East Dubuque in a shootout, 65-44. Other finals: we see Berlin 53, Mauston 6. Reedsburg over on Alaska 47-14. Ripon 42, Wisconsin Dells 34. Sauk Prairie picked up a 45-14 win over Beaver Dam, and West Salem 49, Westby nothing. Eight-player finals: Highland 70, Wisconsin Heights 42. It was Belmont with a 60-12 win over Kickapoo LaFarge, and North Crawford 44, DeSoto 16. One game scheduled for today. It's basketball at Blackhawk, Warren, Illinois.
Kolepi Grain Service, serving farmers' grain hauling needs throughout Southwest Wisconsin with on-time delivery and quality service. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers. Let Classic Auto Body do your repairs. They're the best part of a bad situation. Stop in today, Highway 14, Spring Green. And Arneson Service and Repair. Arneson's provides top-notch service for your car, truck, and farm equipment, including on-the-farm tire and hydraulic hose repair. Hill Point.
You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
I hear people talking bad about the way they have to live here in this country. Harping on the wars we fight, griping about the way things ought to be. And I don't mind them switching sides and standing up for things they believe in. When they're running down our country, man, they're walking on the fighting side of me. They're walking on the fighting side of me. Running down a way of life our fighting men have fought and died to keep. If you don't love it, leave it. Let this song that I'm singing be a warning. When you're running down our country horse, you walking on the fighting side of me. About some squirty guy who claims that he just don't believe in fighting. And I wonder just how long the rest of us can count on being free. They love our milk and honey, but they preach about some other way of living. And when they're running down our country, man, they're walking on the fighting side of me. They're walking on the fighting side of me. Running down a way of life our fighting men have fought and died to keep. If you don't love it, leave it. Let this song that I'm singing be a warning. When you're running down our country, man, you're walking on the fighting side of me. You're walking on the fighting side of me. Running down a way of life our fighting men have fought and died to keep. If you don't love it, leave it. Let this song that I'm singing be a warning. When you're running down our country horse, you're walking on the fighting side of me.
WRCO meteorologist Tony Schumacher says summertime feels like it's going to return. Today, showers and thunderstorms possible in the early morning hours. Otherwise, turning partly cloudy, warm, and muggy today will hit a high of 83. For tonight, partly cloudy and mild, patchy fog possible during the overnight, a low of 61. Sunday, partly cloudy, warm, and muggy, a high in the mid-80s. Few clouds Sunday night, 61. Monday, another summer-like day with a mix of sun and clouds, 85. We warm up on Tuesday, partly sunny, very humid, a high of 87. Mixed skies and muggy on Wednesday with a chance of showers. Your midweek high, 83 degrees.
Oh,
I'm sure miss
It's a weekend wake-up twin spin.
Two in a row.
Twin spin on WRCO-FM.
A name I remember, just someone I used to know, someone I never quite got over.
Appetite to the Viola Horse and Colt Show, September 19th and 20th. Fair food, midway rides, parades, and raffle prizes, plus live music Saturday night. Proud sponsors include Driftless Outdoors, Sunshine and Giggles, Lime Ridge Ag Supply, Jones Chevrolet, and Go Macro. Learn more at ViolaHorseAndColtShow.com.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we are committed to making a difference. That is why we are a permanent drop-off site for the Richland Area Community Food Pantry, helping to ensure families in need have access to essential meals. Whether it's a box of cereal, a can of soup, noodles, or even crackers, collectively, all of the donations are appreciated at any time. Giving is not just about what you share, it's about the impact you make. Every act of kindness strengthens our community. Like a good neighbor, let's all be there.
This is Tyler Wilkinson with Wilkinson Law Group. You know what I hate about lawyers? They upsell you to an expensive trust. Most people do not need a trust, but lawyers love to sell them because they're complex and expensive. I like simple estate planning documents that you can understand, that give you control over your property, and that are much cheaper than a trust. I hate unnecessary trusts, but I love making our clients happy. Wilkinson Law Group, estate planning, real estate services, and good honest advice. More info at WilkinsonLawGroup.com.
You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, y'all, this is David Lee Murphy. I'm with my buddies at WRCO.
Was breaking her heart.
that she was breaking mine. So for the sake of her feelings and the sake of my pride, I told her not to worry about me. So I'm sitting here soaking up the neon lights, misery, looking for some company. And tonight I'm looking for a party crowd, slamming the back and laughing out loud with the smoke so thick the blues can't hang around. With the jukebox jumping like I just don't care if they're dancing over here or fighting over there, I'm making the rounds looking for a party crowd. Wake up, I'll look back and try to recall just where the heck's my truck. So take my keys and lock them up tight and let the good times flow. And I worry about tomorrow when it comes to life. The night's still young and I'm on the road tonight. I'm looking for a party crowd, slamming them back and laughing out loud with the smoke so thick them blues can't hang around. With the jukebox jumping like it just don't care if they're dancing over here or fighting over there, I'm making the rounds looking for a party crowd.
That's a great Star Spangled Celebration memory for your weekend. Wake up at 5:41. The World's Floor and Home Thermometer showing 65 degrees. We are taking you to the top of the hour and an ABC Newsroom update.
Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away, I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks ever so much for making us a part of your weekend wake up. Let's call on Cousin Jaco by request.
Look at me now and tell me what you see. Have I changed at all? Do I still mean anything to you? Something that I could plainly see. I had some this whole time standing in front of me. Gotta tear off this blindfold, it's over my eyes. Say, hey baby, I see you this time. Give it all your love, give it all your kisses. I've been spending most time tears. How about some warm kisses and cold beers now? She didn't give me the second chance. I can't get through to her. A stubborn sense in romance. Whoa, so hands up high. This is the love hold up. Give me all of what you got. Just kidding, it's kind of messed up. Oh yeah. She gave me all she's got. I got what she gave. I don't need no money. I just need my pain. Give me all your love. I've been spending most like years and tears. How about some warm kisses and cold beers now?
Jaco McCluskey, I call him Cousin Jaco. He's the one with the talent in the family. Well, they have a lot of talented family members. I just, musically, am not one of them. Sherry, thanks for joining us. That's from the request line today. 5:50 in our journey to farm news time. It's Mr. Ricky Skaggs.
Honey! Somebody must have been a child. me sleep on the floor. Honey, won't you open that door?
Listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, ReynoldsLivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we are committed to making a difference. That is why we are a permanent drop-off site for the Richland Area Community Food Pantry, helping to ensure families in need have access to essential meals. Whether it's a box of cereal, a can of soup, noodles, or even crackers, collectively, all of the donations are appreciated at any time. Giving is not just about what you share, it's about the impact you make. Every act of kindness strengthens our community. Like a good neighbor, let's all be there.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored in part by Richards Insurance, your certified farm specialist serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1933. With offices in Ithaca and Reedsburg, for your farm insurance needs, call Richards Insurance.
Soybean and corn futures were higher Friday, cattle finished lower, and hogs closed mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. Stein's devotion to innovation means you can count on them to provide you the best products, get you higher yields, and more profitability. Stein has yield. Live life your way with Stein. Soybeans were higher on short covering and technical buying. The USDA's production guess is up slightly from August, but below 2024, and ending stocks were higher, coming back out at 300 million bushels. USDA did lower its new crop soybean export number because of the lack of demand from China due to tariff tensions. While the average yield is record large, that could decline further once harvest gets widespread. November soybeans were up 12 and 3 quarters at 1046 and a quarter. January was 12 and 3 quarters higher at 1065 and a quarter. October bean meal was up $1.50 at $287.60, and October bean oil was 59 higher at $51.67. Corn was supported by short covering and technical buying. 2025 U.S. corn production and yield estimates remain record large. Production was above a month ago. Yield was down about 2 bushels an acre, and acreage numbers were also larger than last month. Corn ending stocks were slightly lower, but still above 2.1 billion bushels. December corn was up 10 and a quarter at 430, and March was a dime higher at 447 and a quarter. And wheat ended the session modestly higher on short covering and technical buying. U.S. wheat ending stocks dipped on export demand expectations. However, global production and stocks are both higher than last month. USDA's next wheat production estimate is out in the small grain summer on the 30th. December Chicago was up 2 on the day at 523 and a half. December Kansas City was 4 and 3 quarters higher at 514 and 3 quarters. December Minneapolis was a quarter penny higher at 571 and 3 quarters. Live and feeder cattle were sharply lower, pressured by Friday's cash and wholesale business, along with technical liquidation that surfaced around midday, pulling contracts down from the early gains. October live was 230 lower at 229.97. December was 220 lower at 231.92. October feeders were down 6.55 at 345.80. November feeder cattle were $7.22 lower at 343.25. Feeders did pick up additional pressure from that higher moving corn. And hogs were mixed on spread trade and the inconsistent domestic wholesale demand seen throughout the week. October lean was down $1.05 Friday at $97.12. The December contract was 62 cents lower at $88.62. Now, here's Megan Grebner. Megan?
Thanks, John. There was a light round of direct cash cattle trade that took place Friday. Live deals in the South were marked at $240. That's $2 below the previous week's weighted averages. This follows the week's previous business in the North, where dress deals range from $373 to $382, mostly $375 to $378. That was $5 to $8 below the prior week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. Tony Hancock with the Missouri Department of Agriculture says sale barns also saw lower prices this past week.
It's not all doom and gloom. Prices are still very good, but it's been so long since we've talked about lower markets. It's kind of a bit shocking, I guess. The cooler weather probably had a bit to do with it. We were seeing some pretty good temperature swings up until a day or two ago, and lots of calves coming to the market, you know, a lot of high-risk calves. And so we do expect to start to see, you know, some of those discounts come as the weather changes. And September typically is a lower month for the market, so it's not all a complete surprise. But when we look around the barns this week, at some of the stick-out sales, had 35 head of 495-pound steers at F&T Livestock Market in Palmyra at $497.50. A package of 518-pound steers at South Central Regional Stockyards in Vienna brought $492.50. The average statewide on those light five-weight steers this week at an even $450. 48 head of 592-pound steers at Joplin Regional Stockyards sold at $460. We had a load of 601-pound steers at Callaway bring $458. Windsor sold 21 head of 686-pound steers at $429, and then a full load of 704-pound steers at Windsor, still over the $4 mark at $407.50. The average statewide this week for those light seven-weight steers at $385. And then Joplin Regional Stockyards sold 195 head of 915-pound steers at $352.
Thanks, Tony. According to the USDA's weekly feeder pig report, early weaned pigs were mostly a dollar higher. Feeder pigs were mostly a dollar lower. Demand was moderate on a moderate offering. The weighted average for early weaned pigs was $57.68, and the weighted average for all feeder pigs was $73.39. With John Perkins, I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
You're listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. ABC News at 6.